Today's daf is Shabbos daf Yud, and we are 13 lines from the bottom of daf Tes Amud Beis. May Emasai Hascholas Tispires. Today's daf is being learned as a Schus Refuah Shleima for Shlomo Ben Sarah Alvisa. So, at the very end of yesterday's daf, we turned a page literally and began really the second part or the next part of Masechet Shabbos, and that is the halachas that deal with Erev Shabbos. But rather than immediately jump into the laws of Erev Shabbos, the Mishnah began discussing halachas that are negeya every single day. Samach l'mincha. The Mishnah said, Lo yeshev adam lefnei asaper samach l'mincha. Person should not sit or go to a barber, samach l'mincha, ad sheyispal, until he davens. Additionally, lo yikonetz adam l'merchat, the person shouldn't enter a bathhouse. V'loy l'bursiki, shouldn't enter a tannery. V'loy lechel, he shouldn't eat. V'loy l'din, if he's a judge, he shouldn't paskin chaylas. With regards to all these things, v'im mischilu e mafsikim. If he started already, he shouldn't be mafsikim. The Gemara wanted to clarify that when the Mishnah says you're not allowed to do these things, samach l'mincha, which mincha are we referring to? Are we referring to mincha gedoyla, or are we referring to mincha ketana? Are we referring to mincha gedoyla, which is 6.5 hours into the day? Or are we referring to mincha ketana, which is 9.5 hours into the day? After a little bit of a discussion, the Gemara concluded and said that the halacha of the Mishnah is discussing samach l'mincha gedoyla. If that's the case, says the Gemara, why are we being so machmer? Samach l'mincha gedoyla, you have so much time still to be able to daven mincha. You can't take a haircut 12 o'clock in the afternoon. You could daven mincha until 6 o'clock. Why would that be such a big deal? So the Gemara gave two terutzim. Either we're not discussing an ordinary haircut, we're not discussing a person that's just going to the merchitz where he's going to be there for a short amount of time, but rather we're discussing someone that was going for a complex haircut, like Ben Elaasa, Rabbi Huda Nasi Zaydin, someone that's going to the merchitz, the Kula Milsa the merchitz, he's going to go to the Shvitz, he's going to spend a lot of time there. The point is, he's doing something that's going to take a lot of time. As a result, there's a real chashash that it may take so much time that you're not going to end up davening mincha. Bachar Bar Yaakov said that no, it doesn't have to be that. Could be this halach is meant to be taken literally. Samach l'mincha gedol, don't even go for a regular haircut. What's the chashash? The chashash is that maybe the scissors is going to be broken. You never know. Something could always happen. And this is a harchaka. The chachamim were concerned, even though it would seem maybe a little far-fetched. It doesn't matter. This is what the chachamim said. But one thing the Mishnah said, that this is all a katchila. Im hischilu, let's say you went to take a haircut. You're sitting on the barber chair. You have to get up and stop in the middle 1 second. I have to daven mincha. So the Mishnah said no. Im hischilu, ei mafsikin. We mentioned that Tosfos says that im hischilu, ei mafsikin means whether you started beheter, or even if you started be'isser. Once you started, even if you started samach l'mincha, which is something you weren't supposed to do, the halach is ein mafzik. And so the Gemara now is going to clarify when we say hischilu. What exactly does hischilu mean? So we start with the first thing that the Mishnah mentioned, which was l'yeshiv adam lefnei asapra samach l'mincha. Don't go to the barber samach l'mincha. On that, the Mishnah says, im hischilu, if you went already, ein mafzik. So how do you define hischilu? When the barber put his cloth on the person who's here, he was cutting his lap, meaning when you put on the shmata, when you go for a haircut, that's considered the haschal of the haircut. Once that happens, you're not mechuyev to stop anymore. Maybe it's haschal as merchitz. What's considered the haschal of going to the merchitz? Amar Rav Abba Mishayar Mafarte. Once you take your head covering off, so to go into the merchitz, you'd have to take your clothing off. The first thing that a person would take off was the cloth that he had wrapped around his head. Once you did that, that's considered the haschala. What's considered the haschala as it relates to the borsaki? So apparently when people did work in the borsaki, they would take their hands out of their sleeves, and then they would tie their sleeves between their shoulders. As soon as you do that, that's considered the haschala. You're not allowed to eat samach l'mincha, but if you start eating, then it's okay. So how do you define starting to eat? So here already we have a machlokes. Rav Amar Rav said mishita yod. As soon as you wash your hands before you eat. So when you wash your hands, that's considered haschol. Rav Chanina Amar Rav Chanina said mishiyate chagura. So people used to open up their belt before they sat down to eat. Like this, they would be comfortable. So according to Rav, the haschol of achila is when you wash your hands. According to Rav Chanina, the haschol of achila is when you untie your belt. Says the Gemara of Eloi Pligin, really there was no machlokes. Rav agreed with Rav Chanina's definition of haschol as achila. Rav Chanina agreed with Rav's definition. Halon v'halohu. Rav Chanina was talking to people that lived in Bavel. So apparently in Bavel everybody wore belts, and not only did they wear belts, they used to tie their belt really, really tight. As a result, when they sat down to eat, it was critical that they unfasten their belt a little bit, because otherwise they wouldn't be able to breathe. So this was something that they had to do. So in Bavel, where they had these tight belts, the definition of Aschalas Achila is Mishayat Chagura. However, Vahalahu, Rav was talking to the Yidden that lived in Eretz Yisrael. Eretz Yisrael, they didn't have these tight belts. As a result, Aschalas Achila is when they wash us. Amr Abaya said, Hani Chavr Bavloi, as it relates to the Chevra that live in Bavel, the man Amad Tfilas Arvitz Rishus, according to the man Amad that holds that Mairiv is only optional, Kivan the Sharolei Hemyone, as soon as they unfasten their belt, Loi Matrichinale, we're not going to force them to close their belt again and get up and daven. Meaning, Abaye was discussing not mincha, which is what the Mishnah is talking about, but rather ma'ariv. And Abaye made the following comment. He said, according to the man Na'amah that holds that tefillas arvus is rishos, you don't have a chiyuv to daven ma'ariv, but rather it's only optional. If you want to daven ma'ariv, good. If not, it's not something that you're mechuyuv to do. If that's the case, if it's already the zman of ma'ariv, and a person sits down to eat, and he opens up his belt, le matrachin le, you're not going to be mechuyuv to close your belt. Now, who was he talking to? He was talking to the people in Bavel. So says the Gemara, it's mashmul man Na'amah chayv matrachin. It sounds like if you would hold tefillas arvus is chayva, if a person would sit down to eat, ma'ariv time, he would untie his belt, he'd be mechuyev to close it. What's the kasha? But tefillas mincha tkulei amachayvi, but mincha, which everybody agrees is a chayva. Tonight we learned in our mission, emes chilu, emafsikiv, amar Reb Chanina says mashiyatu chagoyroi. And we said there's no machloikis, even though Rav had a different definition of what the beginning of achila is, but we said Rav was talking to the people in Eretz Yisrael, Reb Chanina was talking to the people in Bavel. The point is that for the people of Bavel, once you open up your chagura, that's considered the haschala of achila. Once you start eating, you don't have to be mafsik. So if you don't have to be mafsik for mincha, which is chayva, then even if you hold ma'ariv is chayva, you shouldn't have to be mafsik for ma'ariv either. So why did Abaye say that if you hold tefillas arvus is rishos, so then ma'ariv is not so chomer? If it's not so chomer, then if you sit down to eat during ma'ariv time and you live in Bavel and you open up your belt, you're not mechuyev to be mafsik, you can finish eating. L'churi, even if you hold ma'ariv is a chayva, that would be the halacha. Because that's the halacha for mincha. And if that's the halacha for mincha, and mincha everybody holds as chayva, so why shouldn't it be true for ma'ariv if you hold ma'ariv as chayva? So the Gemara says, you have to say that Abaye held, there's a difference between mincha and ma'ariv. That ma'ariv is more chomer than mincha. If you hold tefillas arvus chayva, if you hold tefillas arvus is rishos, then it's not. But if you hold tefillas arvus is chayva, ma'ariv is going to be more chomer than mincha. Why? And the Gemara gives two terutzim, two explanations. Number one, hasam l'shchicha shechrus. Hacha shchicha shechrus. The reality is that when you eat a meal during the day, mincha time, chances are you're not going to get drunk. Just Pashup shot in the Gemara. So you may drink wine, the yayin lifnei amazin, the yayin lacher amazin, but it's not the same as at night. At night, you're already settling down, so there's more of a concern, there's more of a chashash that it may bring to shichros. So as it relates to mincha, we're more mekel. As it relates to meir, if you hold tefillas arvus chayva, over there it's going to be more chame. Inami, or you could say, b'mincha, kivin dekfilei zimna, mirtzes v'layasi l'mifsha. Mincha, the person understands, he doesn't have that much time to daven mincha. So as a result, he's a little bit more vigilant. He's going to be more careful. Arvus, kivin the kulila. But Meir, you have the whole night to daven Meir. If Loi Mir says, you're not going to be so afraid, and as a result, there's a bigger concern that you may come to go ahead and be in Nichshol. The bottom line is that what we see is that there's a chiluk between Mincha and Meiriv. If you hold Tfilas Arvus Chayva, meaning, how did the Mishnah is talking about Mincha? Rav and Rav Chanina were discussing Mincha. How does this all relate to Meiriv? So if you hold Tfilas Arvus as Rishos, it sounds like Ma'ariv is going to be maybe even more kulodig than mincha. If you hold tefillas arvus is chayva, then faker. Then it comes out that ma'ariv is actually more chomer than mincha. Why would it be more chomer? The Gemara gave two reasons why it might be more chomer. As it relates to the machloikis in Shas, where the tefillas arvus is rishos, the tefillas arvus is chayva. So of course, the Gemara talks about that in Perek Tefillas Hashachar. We went through the sugya not so long ago. It was this question of tefillas arvus rishos or tefillas arvus chayva that triggered brachas tafchofches, one of the most famous and one of the most important dafen in Shas, where Reb Shimon Gamliel was ousted from his nesios and Reb Elazar ben Azariah became the nasi, and Reb Shimon Baichai was the Talmud that asked the question. So the whole drama Oisei Ayoyim of Brachas Tavchotches started with this shayla of Tfilas Arvus Rishos, Tfilas Arvus Chayva. Additionally, there's a big machlokes rishon what Tfilas Arvus Rishos means. Some rishonim say it means literally Tfilas Arvus Rishos. It's optional. Tosfos says in Masechtas Brachas that of course it doesn't mean that. There's no one in the world that holds that if you don't want to daven ma'ariv tonight, it's okay because Tfilas Arvus Rishos. It means that it's a rishos relative to other mitzvahs. What would it be tolian? This shayla whether Tfilas Arvus is Rishos or Tfilas Arvus is Chayva. So we've suggested in the past, and this is certainly a poshib shad, could be it's tolian what the reason is that we daven three times a day. We mentioned that the Gemara in Brachas Chavava Mebeis has two mahalchim. Either it's keneged the Temidim, Shachris is keneged the Tamar Shal Shachar, Minchas keneged the Tamar Shal Bein Rabbayim, Mayriv is keneged the Haktoras Emurim. There's another Malnama that says that the reason we daven three times a day is because each one of the three Avos instituted one of the Tfilos. Avram was Masakin Shachris, Yitzchok was Masakin Mincha, and Yaakov was Masakin Mayr. L'chura, if the reason we have three Tfilos is related to the three Avos, so Avram, Yitzchok, Yaakov, l'chura, we're all the same. And if that's the case, why should Yaakov's tefila be any less of a chayva than Avram's tefila and Yitzchak's tefila? Yaakov was the bechir sheba avos. Why should his tefila only be afshal? If Avram's is a chayva and Yitzchak's is a chayva, why not Yaakov's? Where do you find anywhere that Yaakov is less than the other avos that you would argue that his tefila would be less? But if it's related to the Temidim, then it's very gishmak. Because the Tamid Shal Shachar, that was a chiyuv. The Tamid Shal Bein Amayim was a chiyuv. What about the Aktara Seymurim? That wasn't ma'akev. Likatchila, of course, but it wasn't ma'akev. Being that it's not ma'akev, so it could be, it makes sense why tefilas aris would be a rishos. Either way, zok de gemara vayte. Maskevlo Rav Sheshes. But Rav Sheshes says, I don't understand this whole halacha. So the halacha is as follows. Someone sits down to eat, somuch lemincha gedoyla, he wasn't supposed to do it, he untied his belt. You don't have to close your belt. No, that you started already. And being that you started, not mechuyif to daven mincha, not ma'ariv, you can continue going. Right, Rav Sheshes, I don't understand. What it's so complicated? Is it such a tircha for a person to just fasten his belt? So close your belt and you're going to be fine. And besides, what do you need your belt for? Meaning it sounds like that being that your belt is off and you're going to have to put your belt back on in order to daven. So that's why we have an issue. You need a belt to daven? Who said you need a belt to daven? Says the Gemara, Mishum Shenemer, yeah. He can likras alikachi Yisrael. Going on the second kasha that the Gemara says, you do need a belt to daven. Because it's a pasuk. It's a pasuk in Amos Perek Dalet. He can likras alikachi Yisrael. Klal Yisrael, when you daven, when you go likras alikachi, he can. You have to prepare yourself. What do you mean, prepare yourself? You put on a belt. On that note, Rav Barhuna, Rami Puzmiki Umatsli. Rav Barhuna, before he would daven, he would put on his nice shoes. Omar, he would say, he can likra, so like Hechi Yisrael. This is the way you daven. You're going to stand in front of a Kodesh Baruch Hu. You have to stand in a proper way. So he would put on his finest clothing. Rava had a fakerta minik. Shadi glime upachi yadu umatsli. He would take off his nice clothing. And he would put his hands together. Omar, he said, Ka'av de kapi mori. When I daven, I feel like an eved that's standing in front of his master, and to the contrary. So whereas Rava Bar Rav Huna was Rami Puzmiki Umatsli, he thought that when you daven, you should try to look your best. Rava, not Rava Bar Rav Huna, but Stam Rava, he held just the opposite. Omar Rav Ashi said, Chazim de later of Kahana, Ice Rav Kahana, he had both men hogim. Kik at Sair Ba'alma, when there was Tsaris in the world, Shadi Glimi Upachi Yadu Matsli. So then when he would daven, he would take off his clothes, he would do what Rava did, and he would put his hands, Omar, he said, Kavda Kabi Mori, Ki Ika Shlomo, but when there was Sholem in the world, Lovish, Umiskasi, Umisatef, Umatsli, then to the contrary, then he would look his best, Omar, he would say, Hiko in Likras Alikechi Yisrael. So there's two tracks, there seem to be two Mahalchim as it relates to tefillah. There was some Amiram that held that when a person davens, he's standing in front of a Kodesh Baruch Hu, he's standing in front of the Melech. He's standing in front of the Melech, you put on your finest clothing. What's the svara? If you'd stand in front of a Melech, boss of Adam, you'd put on your power suit and your nicest tie, and you'd look as good as you could possibly look. So you're standing in front of the Melech, Malchi Amlochim, like Kolshke. But there was another Mahalach. The other Mahalach was, there were others that felt, no, when you're davening to the Eibishta, you're supposed to come Bidarke Yoanova. You're supposed to come like Anonova. And that was Rav's minute. Rava was shadi glime upacha yadi umatsli. Omar, he felt kaavdi kame mori. Rav Ashi said, I saw Rav Kahani at both menhagim. And really, it depended on what was going on in the world. If it was a time of tsar, then he followed one minig. And if it was a time of shalom, then to the contrary, he would follow another minig. It's interesting that Rava was the one that when he davened b'derech ha'anova. What came to mind is the Gemara Masechta Brachos, Daf Yudzayin Amud Aleph. The Gemara where they was discussing the special tefillah that different Tanam and Amiram inserted, that they compose for themselves at the end of davening. Rava basa tzoyse amar hachi. Rava had his own tefillah that he used to say, Elikai, anshaloy neitzarti eni kedai, ועכשיו שנוצרתי, כאילו לא נוצרתי. עופר אני בחיי, קל וחומר במסוסי. הרי אני לפניך, ככלי מולי בושו, אוכלי מו. ירוצים לפניך, השם הליקאי, שלאיך תאויד, ומה שחתוסי לפניך, מריק ברחמך, הרבים, אבל לא יעל ידי יסורים וחלו אמרון. And then the Gemara concludes, והיינו וידה דרב אמנון הזוטי, ביום הדה כיפורי, which is what we do as well. רב אמנון הזוטי, this was his וידה that he used to say on Yom Kippur. We say the same Kippur as well. That was his וידה that he used, but Rabbi didn't say it only on Yom Kippur. Rabbi used to say this every single day. Every day, Rava would say, what was his special tefillah? This is the hergish that the different Tanam and Amiram had when they daven. What was Rava's unique tefillah? Ad shaloi neitzarti, eini kedai, I'm worthless. Va'achshav she neitzarti, I'm ki'ilu loi neitzarti. Ofra ani b'chaye, kal v'choymer b'misasi, arei ani l'fanecha k'chli mole busho chlimo. It's clear that Rava's attitude towards tefillah was an attitude of Ad shaloi neitzarti eini kedai harei ani kechlim mali busha vechlimo afra ani bechayai. It was bederecha anova. Rava l'shitasai. His tefillah was a tefillah of anova. Rava, when he went to daven, what he would do is he would take off his fine clothing. He would put his hands together like an eved that's coming to ask something for his master. Rava says the Gemara. Chazal Rav Hamnuna to Kamarach Betzloisya. So on the topic of tefillah, on the topic of Rava. So Rava saw Rav Hamnuna. He was once davening very long. Omar, he said, Manichin chayu oilam ba'oiskim b'chayisha. Why are you davening so long? He said, what are you davening for? So Rashi says, you're probably davening for chayisha. Refua, shaloi, mezoinus. I'm reading from Rashi. Torah is chaye oilam. So why are you menichin chaye oilam? Right, you never think of tefillah as chaye shah. Tefillah, you're talking to the Eibishter, it's Avodah, it's Yitzchak Avinu like we spoke about. But on some level, Rava held that tefillah is chaye shah, because a big part of tefillah is you're asking for personal things. So he said, you daven, of course, you're supposed to daven, but you're being mayrich betzloisei, Rava saw Rav Hamnuna, mayrich betzloisei. He told him it's not the right thing to do, but who savar? So what did Rav Hamnuna hold? Zman tefillah l'chud, zman tari l'chud. It's true, you're supposed to daven, but there's something called tefillah, and a person's supposed to daven long. Rabbi Yirmiyahu happens, Yosef Kamedi, Rabbi Yirmiyahu is one sitting in front of Rabbi Yirmiyahu. They were learning together. No, let's leave. It started getting late. Rabbi Komisar, Rabbi Yirmiyahu. Yirmiyahu got up. He said, it's man tefillah. We have to daven. Kori le Rab Zeiris. Rab Zeiris told Rabbi Yirmiyahu, meser oznei mishmoya Torah. A person who doesn't want to learn, gam tefillah soy teheva. You should know his tefillah is a toyeva. Because if a person doesn't learn Torah, his tefillah is toyeva. So he told Rabbi Yirmiyahu that you obviously don't want to learn. You're running to daven. What do you mean, Rabbi Yirmiyahu? He was running. He had to make this man. There's something called Zman Tefillah. So you see this idea of Torah being the real Chayi Yoylam and Tefillah being the real Chayi Shah. But at the end of the day, this Gemara is still Tzarech Bir, right? There is a Chiyuv to daven. Bishloim Rav Hamnuna, he was being Mayrich Betzloisei. But Rav Yirmiyahu didn't daven yet, it sounds like. So if he didn't daven yet, then why did Rav Zeir have Tainas and Rav Yirmiyahu? So what we'll see already on Daf Yud Aleph, if the Gemara is going to get into this again, we'll have a better idea of what's going on. But just to interrupt the Daf for a moment, and that is, so the Gemara said that a person who starts eating in Bavel, where they used to wear tight belts, once he undoes his belt, if he chaps that he didn't daven mincha yet, it's fine. You can eat your suda, it's not a big deal, and you'll daven mincha after the suda. The Gemara asked the Kasha, I don't understand, what's the big deal? Why can't you just close your belt? So the Gemara doesn't seem to have answered that question. But the Gemara asked another question. The Gemara says, who needs a belt? Just get up, leave your belt untied, and daven, says the Gemara, you have to have a belt. Because it says, Hikoin likras alekecha Yisrael, that when a person davens, he's standing in front of the melech, and if he's standing in front of the melech, how does it pass to go in front of the melech, malchei amlochim HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and not wear a belt? It's because of this Gemara right here that the Mechaber says in Eir Chaim, Hilchas Tefillah, Simen Tzadik Aleph, Tzorich Lezer Ezer B'Shas HaTefillah. A person has to make sure that he has a belt when he davens. Says the Mechaber, Afilu Yesh Loi Avneit. Even if he has already an Avneit, She'ein Li Bayro Yaserv. Meaning, when we learn Mesach this Brachas, we saw this Halachas, they ain't allowed to say a Dovash HaBikdusha unless there's a Hefsik between your heart and your Erva. Says the Mechaber, this has nothing to do with Li Bayro Yaserva. Even if you have an Avneit, still, you need a special belt for davening. Mishum, because it says in the Torah, Hikoin. Avashar Broch, it says the Mechaber, Mutal Dvarech Balei Chagura, Miacha Sheyesh Le Michnasai. As long as you're wearing pants, you can make any Broch you want. As long as it's not Libay Royas Hever. But this is a Mechaber, where the Mechaber says, Sorech Lezer Eze B'Shas HaTfilo, Afilu Yesh Le Avneit Shein Libay Royas Hever Mishum Hikoin. What's the Mechaber to this Mechaber? It's the Gemara that we just learned, that you have to have a belt when you daven. Of course, this Mechaber is the Mechaber for the garatol. So what's the makar? Some people have a minig. They wear a garatol when they daven. It's a mefurish halach and shulchan aruch. It comes from this mechaber right here. Stating that, you do have to read the fine print if you want to go through this halacha properly. It says the Magen Avraham, right here in this halacha, that even though the mechaber says, Tzorich lezer ezer b'shas ha-tfilo, however, misha ha-ilich, kol ha-yoyim b'loi chagura, if a person goes the whole day and he doesn't wear a chagura, ain't tzorich le'ezer b'shas ha-tfilo. Then this halacha doesn't apply. Meaning the whole idea of this halacha is that if you wear a chagura ordinarily, like in our Gemara, these people, they used to wear a chagura. They sat down to eat, they untied it. So the Gemara said, when I'm not matriach you to put it back on, I just get up and daven without the chagura. No, he couldn't likra, so like Yisrael. But this is a person that has a gartel, he took it off, so now you want to daven without it, you... Like this, you walk around wearing it. And for tefillah, you're not going to have it. So there's a concept of likos alikach Yisrael. But says the Magen Avraham, it's interesting that the Mishnah Berurah brings this Magen Avraham. But the way he brings the Magen Avraham is v'yesh oimrim oid the dafka misha rogel kol ayoyim b'chabura abel misha hoylich kol ayoyim b'loy chagura kam b'shas ha-tfilo ein tzarech lachgar. So in the Shaar HaTzion he says, what's the makar to this? Kein kosev Rabbeinu Yeruchim b'shem yesh misha kosev. When Yeruchim brings it, he brings it in the name of a yesh misha kosev v'hu v'kem b'beis Yosef v'tzarech iyon k'tzas, says the Chofetz Chaim, ala Magen Avraham shekosev stavo. He says, when you read the Shulchan Aruch, so you read the Mechaber, you go right to the Magen Avraham. The Magen Avraham is like Rashi to the Mechaber, right? So you right away, okay, what does the Mechaber mean? Let's see what the Magen Avraham says. So the Magen Avraham says right away that no, this is only for someone that wears a gartel the whole day. You wear a gartel the whole day, then it doesn't pass. Then now when it comes time to daven, you shouldn't be wearing it. But the Magen Avraham brings it as if the whole world holds that way. Says the Chofetz Chaim, it's not true. He says it is a shita. The Rabbeinu Yeruchim brings that there's a yesh misha kosav. It's a das yochid. So he says v'tzorich iyun k'tzas. Either way, then the Mishnah Berurah fears us. He says, "Umiyu midas chasidus af b'chay gavna." He says that there's a midas chasidus that comes from the Mogen Giborim. That there's a midas chasidus, says the Chofetz Chaim, for a person to always wear it. For Maisa, there's different minhagim in Klal Yisrael, and it sounds like at first glance, for sure, the midas chasidus would be to wear a gartel. Meaning, Meikar Adin, you have a Mogen Avram. It's a Yesh Mishakasav only, but it sounds like, from a Midas Chassidus standpoint, the Baal Nefesh, for sure should be Mach, right? It sounds non-negotiable. Stating that, there's definitely two legitimate Minhagim in Klal Yisrael. So if you look in the Dirsha Mishnah Berurah, right here on this Halachos, I'll read to you inside. Umashe Rabim Einim Noyegim Bozeh. It says, the reason that there are many people that are not Noyeg, that they don't wear a gartel, and they're not Chayesh for the Midas Chassidus that the Chofetz Chaim brought. So it says, Biru Hagoyin, the Stipler, Vagoyin Reb Shlomo Zalman Orbach, Shedavka Bizmaneim Hoye Bekach Mishom Midas Chassidus. Now, once upon a time, it was considered Midas Chassidus, Kivan Shekhensherotzu, Lechazim Koimis Chashuvim, because whenever they would go to a Makam Chashuv, Oyla Noshim Chashuv, or they would meet with an Adam Chashuv, Hoye Chogrim Ezor, Shayamashlam Esabegit. It was considered very Chashuv. Vim came Letfilo Hoye Bekach Mishom Hikoin, Masha In came Bizmaneino. At the end of the day, the spirit of this halacha, of wearing a belt when you daven, is because that's the way people dress. And if they didn't always dress that way, for sure, if they went to a place of chashivas, that's the way they dress. So it doesn't make sense that you're standing in front of the melech and you're not going to wear the gartel. It doesn't pass. But being that bizmanenu, there is no such custom. Nobody puts on a gartel. If you go into the meet the president, you dafka put on a gartel. So then you don't have the kalva choymer that if that's the way you would dress in front of a melech pasav adam, that's certainly the way you should dress. Now the truth is, there are a lot of people that have the minig that whenever they go to a place of chashivas, they wear the gartel. But it's backwards. The reason they do it is so like this, when they wear it for tefillah, right, you make a chasani, you make a simcha, so you dafka wear the gartel. The aside of it is because you want that it should be your beged choshev. So like this, when you're davening, you're being mekayim, the real union of lehika and likras alikach Yisrael. But just one takeaway. The stam in the Shulchan Aruch for sure is tzarech lezer. That's what you're supposed to do. And even though the Magen Avraham brings that could be a person that doesn't wear gartel the whole day, there is no idea. The Chafetz Chaim wasn't so happy with it. In fact, he said, Sarach in k'tzas that the Magen Avraham brought us, if everybody agrees that way, it's just one sheet that's brought down in a Rabbeinu Yeruchim. It's not even the Rabbeinu Yeruchim. It's the Yesh Misha Kasav in the Rabbeinu Yeruchim. And he says, Sarah King Tzas, why the Magen Avraham brought it so simply, as if everybody agrees. And even the Chavetz Chaim said, Midas Chasidus, for sure you should do it. Stating that, you have different menhagim based on the Hezbra of the Stipler and the Hezbra of Reb Shlomo Zalman. But just one thing, as far as understanding the Gartel, Pasha, you think of it as a Beged Miyuchad L'Tfilah. It's just the opposite. It's the opposite of a Megam Miyuchad L'Tfilah. To the extent it's Miyuchad L'Tfilah, then there's no one in wearing it. Because the whole idea of it is that that's the way people dressed when, either the whole day, or at the very least, when they were in the presence of Chashivos. So if that's the way they dress in the presence of Chashivos, so then you have to wear it for Tfilah. It doesn't pass not to wear it for Tfilah. And that's why people dafka wear it, Shaloi B'Shas Tfilah. So like this, they'll be Mekayim, Hikon Likras Olekech Yisrael, when they wear it for Tfilah. But it's not a Beged HaMeyuchad L'Tfilah. It's not like a hat, for example. The idea of it is that a person, when he davens, he's standing in front of the Melech, Malchi, Amlochim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the spirit of this law, of Hikon Likras Olekech Yisrael, you daven, he's in front of the Eivishta. And just like there's so many halachas that permeate Hilchas Tefillah that are related to this idea, Reb Chaim said that even though you only have to have kavana during the first brach of Shemayna Esrei, but at the same time, if a person davens any part of Shemayna Esrei and he doesn't realize that he's standing in front of the Melech, he's a Mesasik Ba'amus, does Hesesh Gedaven, because the whole Cheftza of Shemayna Esrei is you're standing in front of the Melech. If you're standing in front of the Melech, you have to dress as if you're standing in front of the Melech as well. Either way, Zok de Gemara. Weiter. So we're moving along, discussing these halachos of things that you're not allowed to do, samuch le-mincha. However, once you started doing them, it's okay. We're trying to figure out what's the definition of starting. Says the Gemara, continuing, what's considered the beginning of din? So you're not allowed to paskin a shayla if you're a judge, samuch le-mincha. If you started, however, you can continue. So what's the definition of aschol? Chandama once said, Misha yisakfu adayonim. So the dayonim, they used to wear talis when they were paskin shaylas, ayin rashi. They used to wear a talis. So once the dayon puts on his talis, that's considered aschol of them. Chandama once said, Misha yiftachu balidinim. No, it's even after that. It's considered the Haskala once the Balidinim, the different litigants, once they start with their opening arguments, that's when the din is considered to have started. If this is the first din that these judges are paskining for the day, they literally walked in now they're starting. Oh, if they're starting now for the first time, so they have to put on their talis. They haven't been wearing the talis yet because they're starting now. So then the Haskala is when they put on the talis. If, however, they've been doing this already, if they've been doing it already, so then already it would be Misha Yiftachu Adayon. Rab Ami and Rab Asi used to sit between the pillars of the base medrash. The Chol Shaita V'Shaita Havitavchia Ibr the Dash of Ami. And every now and again, they would bang on the bolt of the door and they would say, Ikud the Islay Dino Leiv Alesi. If there's anyone that has a Din Torah, they should come and they should, we're ready to paskin the Shailos. So Rav Ami and Rav Asi clearly were Dayanim. In fact, the Gemara says in Masechta Sanhedrin, Daf Yizayin Amid Beis, that wherever it says Dayane the Eretz Yisrael, wherever it says Dayanei Eretz Yisrael, it's referring to Rav Ami and Rav Asi. Not just that, there are many Gemaras where the Gemara talks about different halachas from Rav Ami. It talks about the bezdin of Rav Ami or Rav Asi. There's a Gemara Masechtas Gittin in Perek HaShelech where the Gemara talks about Pruzbul. Not every bezdin can oversee a Pruzbul. The Gemara says, what kind of bezdin could? Like the bezdin of Rav Ami and Rav Asi. We had the bezdin of Rav Ami and Rav Asi Masechtas Chulin Davav, where the Gemara talked about the Kutim, that even though there was Machloikis Kutim Geri Emes or Kutim Geri Arayas, but there was a later bezdin that went ahead and they were Mevatel, and they said that the Kutim are really going to be considered Geri Arayas. And the Gemara says, whose bezdin won it? It was the bezdin of Rav Meir, and then later it was the bezdin of Rav Ami and Rav Asi. Either way, Rav Ami and Rav Asi had apparently a very prominent bezdin. Comes up many times in Shas. A lot of important institutions that were made by Bati Dinim, and they trace themselves to the Dayani Eretz Yisrael. Who were the Dayani Eretz Yisrael? Rav Ami and Rav Asi. So where was their Bezdin? It was literally by the Shtender. It was Beni Amudi. This is where they used to be. Rav Chizdo, Rav Ravun, Rav Yosef, Vidinim Kuliyam, Rav Chizdo, Rav Ravun, they were once paskening a Shiloh the whole day. Have a kacholish Shabbat. They were very hungry. They didn't want to eat until after they finished paskening the Shiloh, and they were hungry. Tunnel, Rav Chiyabarav, Midifti. So Rav Chiyabarav, Midifti came, and he told Rav Chizdo and Rav Ravuna as follows. They said the pasuk says Vayamid Amal Moshe and Abayik Vaderev that Moshe Rabbeinu was dealing with the Am from the morning until night. So they told Rav Chizden Rabbi Bar Ravuna V'chisal Al Daitcha Shemoshe Yoyev Dan Kol Yom Kuvoy. Do you really think this was going on the whole day? If that's the case, Terasi Masenat. When did he learn Torah? If Moshe Rabbeinu was paskening shailas the whole day, when did he have a chance to learn Elulim? You know what the pasuk must mean. Called Ayn Shadon Dinemes Lamita. Any dayin that paskens an Emes Halacha Afilu Shal Achas, even for an hour, a short amount of time. Malol of Akosav Kilu Nasa Shutiv. It's as if he's a shutif to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. If a person dines a din emes lamitoi, he becomes a shutif to Hashem. We do see this in the pasuk Pesiv. And there's no words that scream Brios Ha'olam more than that. B'ksiv Asim Vayehi Erev Vayehi Voiker Yoimecha. What were they trying to tell him? That don't take that pasuk literally. Meaning, Rav Chizr, Rabbi Rav Huna, your pasuk starving, you know, Cholash Libayu. Why? Because you're judging the whole day. Probably because you're thinking Moshe Rabbeinu did it. So we should also do it. Vayamidu Amal Moshe Min HaBoikav Ad Erev. So Rav Chizr, Rabbi Midifti told him, that's not what the pasuk means. It just means that Moshe Rabbeinu did it a certain amount of time. He was Nasa Shutiv like others Baruch Hu. That's why it says, you don't have to do it the whole day. Okay, so if you don't have to do it the whole day, up until when should a dayan? So what are the working hours of a dayan? Amar Rav Sheish is Adzman Suda. From the morning until the Zman Suda. What is this? Amar Rav Chama, Micro, what's the Makar to this? The Chsiv. Because the Pasuk says, Iloch Eretz Shemalkech Nar. Woe is to you, a land whose Melech is Nar. V'sarayich Babayki Yochevu. And Nebuch to a Medina with a Sarim, the ministers, they wake up early in the morning and they eat. Ashreich Eretz Shemalkech Ben Choyrim. V'sarayich Ba'is Yochevu. Ashreich, if the Sarim, they don't eat early in the morning, but they eat in the proper time. Big Gvura beloy bashti. What does that mean? Gvura shall toyer of lebashtiyos yain. That ashreich and eretz with the melochim and the sarim, they're engaged in the gvura shall toyer, not in the shtiyos shall yain. But the point is, you see from here that there's an idea to eat in the proper time. Okay, so they should be yoshev bedin the dayanim. They shouldn't eat first thing in the morning, but only up until the zman suda. Once it's the zman suda, ashreich eretz and malkich ben chayrim v'sorayich ba'is yoychevu. At that point, they should go ahead and eat. So what's the proper time for a dayan to eat? The Ludim, Rashi says, the Ludim were cannibals. They used to eat very early in the morning. The first hour of the day, that's when they used to eat. Shnia Michael, listen, the Listim used to eat the second hour of the day. Shlish is Michael Yarshim. The Yarshim used to eat the third hour of the day. Revi is Michael Poyalim. Chamish is Michael Kolodim. Fregmore Eni is the Achu Vamar. Rapapa said, Vi is Mansudul Kolodim. It's not the fifth hour of the day that everybody eats, it's the fourth hour that everybody eats. Elu Revi is Michael Kolodim. Chamish is Michael Poyalim. Kolodim eats in the fourth hour of the day. The Poyalim, the workers, the arbiters, they used to eat in the fifth hour of the day. Shishis, Michael Tamid Chachonim. You can't believe if somebody eats after the sixth hour of the day. Kizoyrek Evan Lechemes. It's as if he throws an Evan, a stone, into a chemes, into a jug of wine. What's the mashal and what's the nimshal? The mashal is that if you throw an Evan into wine, so what's going to happen? The wine is going to splash up. So it looks a little like the container is filling up. Right? It's coming up, but really it's not. Nothing's happening. It's the same volume of oil, of wine. It just rebounded upwards a little bit. The same is true if a person eats after the sixth hour of the day, so you look like you're giving yourself nutrition, but really nothing's happening. Amar Abaya, Abaya said, Leia, Marin El Delay, Tom Mid Bitsaf. This is all true. Again, you have to read the fine print if you didn't eat anything in the morning. Aval Tom Mid Bitsafro, if however you ate something in the morning, less lamba, then you don't have to worry about this halacha. So when's the proper time for a dayan to eat? So let's see. He's not a cannibal. He's not listening. Not necessarily a Yoyrish, he's not a regular pile, he's not Kalodom, he's Talmid Chachamim. When did the Talmid Chachamim eat? They ate in the sixth hour, so the right time for the Talmud Chacham, for the Dayan, he should pass in Shilas from the morning until the sixth hour of the day, and then he would eat. Omer Rav Ada Barahava, Mispalel Odom Tfilosoi, Bebeis HaMerchitz. A person's allowed to daven in a Beis HaMerchitz. Freit the Gemara, is that true? Meisvei, I'll ask you a question. Now Rashi says that in order to understand this next Gemara, you have to know a little bit of a Metzias. There's no Gimel, or Dalet, or Dalet, or Carmelis, or Mokaptor, but it was a very simple Metzias. A bathhouse was made up of three rooms. The innermost room is where the water was. That's where the Olam used to go into the actual water. There was a room that was outer, And then there was the outermost room. Those were changing rooms. So it seems in the outermost room, people would walk in, and for the most part, they were wearing all their clothing. They would start changing in the middle room, and then in the innermost room, they were in the marumim. That's where they would physically go into the ma'ara. Says the ma'ara, if they're in the outermost room, the place where everybody's dressed, you could say kriyishma there, you could daven there. You could say shalom aleichem there as well. You could put on tefillin there. You could have a whole minyan there. You don't have to take your tefillin off. Let's say you're in the middle room where people are starting to get undressed. So people are in the marumim ulavushim. Yesham shelos. You can say shalom aleichem. The intro mikra with tefillah. However, you can't say shema. You can't damage shema nesrei. The inu chelos tefillin. You don't have to take your tefillin off, but the inu minich tefillin katchila. But you're not allowed to put your tefillin on the katchila. Makom shi'adam in the marumim. If you're in the innermost room, that's where everybody is. Arumim. Ain't shom shelos shalom. Over there, you're not allowed to even say shalom aleichem. Ve'in tzarich lemin mikra with tefillah. No kriyas shema. There's no shema nesrei. V'cholitz tefillin. Ve'in tzarich lemin shen menichin. You have to take your tefillin off if you're in that room. You're certainly not allowed to put your tefillin on. What's the kasha? Rav Adi Bar Rahava said, "Mispalel adam tefilase bebeis merchitz." He didn't get involved in which room. It sounds like all the rooms. So it sounds like even if you're in the innermost room, the halacha is you're allowed to daven shmoneh esrei. It's not true. What came out is it's only in the outermost room that this is okay. It's not true in the other rooms. So the Gemara says, "Ki kamer Rav Adi Bar Rahava merchitz she'im bayadam." He was talking about if there's nobody there. The brisa that says it's a problem, that's if there are people there. They're physically oim de marumim. Let's say nobody's there. Or if nobody's there, it's not going to be a problem. The Gemara of Amar Rav Yosef Reb Chanina merchitz shem Rav Bishayim bayadam. Anytime you find a merchitz in halacha, that halacha is true even if there's nobody there. And beisakisei shem Rav Bishayim baytsaya. And anytime you have an halacha regarding a beisakisei, that halacha is true even if there's nobody, if there's no tzoya there. So you see, a merchitz is considered a merchitz even if there's no people. Mar says, Elo ki kamer Rav Acha midifti, Elo ki kamer Rav Ada bechadati. I'm sorry. Rav Ada was talking about when it was a new beis merchitz. He's not talking about a beis merchitz where there's no one there. He's talking about a beis merchitz where there was no one ever there. Being that there was no one ever there, it never got its din of a beis merchitz. Once it's a functional beis merchitz, even if there's no one there now, it still has the status of a beis merchitz. But if no one was ever there, so then you don't have this halacha. Afraid the Gemara, is that so poshut? Ravina once asked this, he posed this question to the Chachamim. His minu, the beis akisei, mahu, what's the halacha if someone designates a room for a beis akisei? Does it get the din of a beis? It was never used as a beis akisei, but it was designated as a beis akisei. Yesh zimun, ein zimun. Also known as Hazmana Milsi or Hazmana Lab Milsi. So this is a sugi that comes up in a lot of places in Shas, Tachrich and Lameis, and other sugis. But you see clearly that Ravina wasn't sure, Veloyev Shitale, and no one else knew the answer. So if Ravina had a suffix in the Boya de Leif Shita regarding a Beis Akisei that was designated for a Beis Akisei, was never used as a Beis Akisei, Lav Hu Adim LaMerchis, wouldn't it seem reasonable that the same would be true regarding a Merchis? Meaning it's not so posh that a Beis Merchis that nobody ever used doesn't have a din of a Beis Merchis. So how could Rav Adi Bar Rahava say Mispal Adam Tfilasi be Beis Merchis? And we're making it a Kim that's talking about a Beis Merchis Chadati that nobody ever used. Isn't that Ravina Shaila? Gemara says, Loi Dil Moshani Beis Akisei Demos. Could be Ravina Shaila was only regarding a Beis Akisei because a Beis Akisei is Mos. It could be he never had his shayla regarding a beis merchitz. There was no tzad that there should be hazmana milsi regarding a beis merchitz. That's what Rav Adi Bar Rahava said that a beis merchitz, you could daven. What kind of beis merchitz? A beis merchitz, not only that no one's there now, but no one was ever there. Arum, it was never used. It was only set aside. What about a beis akisei? That was Ravina shayla. Now, one of the things that the Braisa said you have to be careful of in a beis merchitz is ein sham shelo shalom. If you're in the innermost room, the place where people are arum, you can't even say shalom aleichem. Says the Gemara, "Misayei le Rav Amnuna mishmei de ula." This supports something Rav Amnuna once said in the name of ula. The Amar Ado Asul Ado Mashiach Shalom Lechaver beis merchitz. You're not allowed to give your friend shalom aleichem in a beis merchitz mishum shenema because the pasuk says vayikra loy Hashem shalom. Gidoy referred to Hakadosh Baruch Hu as shalom. Vayikra loy. So this is Gidoy talking to Hashem, so to speak. Vayikra loy Hashem Shalom. That means Shalom is Hashem's name. If Shalom is Hashem's name, so you can't use the name Shalom in a Beis HaMerchitz. Right? The Gemara, if Vayikra loy Hashem Shalom means that Shalom is Hashem's name, and it's for that reason you're not allowed to say the name Shalom in a Beis HaMerchitz. Elameyato heimonusa nami osalem eim beis hakisei. You shouldn't be able to say the word heimonusa. Heimonusa means like trust, faith. You shouldn't be able to use that word. Chsev hakel haneman. So just like vayikra loy Hashem shalom means Hashem's name is shalom. Hakel haneman sounds like Kel's name is Neman. Hakadosh Baruch Hu's name is Neman. V'chitem achinami. V'amar Rav Bar Mechasya. Amar Rav Chama Bar Gurya. Amar Rav Shori. L'bei Memenuz Veisak. He say it is okay. So the Gemara says Hasam Shem Gufel Yikri Hachi. You have to say no. Hakel haneman doesn't mean that Hashem's name, that Kel's name is Neman. Rather, It's a description. Thank you. The Targuminon Elaka Mehemno. In fact, look at the Targum. The Targum says on the word Akel Hanemon Elaka Mehemno. Hakadosh Baruch Hu that is Nemon. Hacha. However, over here the pshat in the pasuk is Shem Gufei Ikri Shalom Dechsev VaYikra Loi Hashem Shalom. So this is something that we all know. The Makar is this Gemara that we just learned. Shabbos Daf Yudam Adbeis that Shalom is the name. Shalom is the name of HaKadosh Baruch. Now the truth is, we just had this in the end of Masechtas Brachos. The very, very end of Masechtas Brachos. The Gemara says it's the end of the Mishnah in the beginning of Perek Arayin. It's the end of the Masechta itself. Where the Gemara says that a person should always greet someone else with the name of HaKadosh Baruch. Boaz did it, the Malach did it when he came to Gidon. And even though to use Hashem's name in vain is not okay, but you're supposed to greet a person with Hashem's name. So how do we do that? How are we making that? You meet your friend. You don't say Hashem, Imcha. So where exactly are you doing that? Shalom Aleichem. Shalom means peace. But Shalom is also the name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And being that Shalom is the name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's for that reason when we say Shalom Aleichem, we're Mekayim, the Mishnah, the Gemara, the end of Masechtas Brachos, and that's also why ain't Sheva Shalom in a base Merchitz. Because in a base Merchitz, you can't say the name of Shalom. Now it sounds like Shalom for sure has Kedusha, right? So if that's the case, are you allowed to write the name Shalom on a piece of paper and just discard the piece of paper? Meaning, is there is a Mechikas Hashem on the name Shalom? What if you have a friend whose name is Shalom? So are you allowed to call your friend Shalom in a base Merchitz? You don't mean Shalom isn't the name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You're just talking to your friend whose name happens to be Shalom. So the Rishonim talk about it. There's an important Ran on this Gemara right here. There's also an important Tosfos in Masechta Soita, Daf Yud Amud Aleph. This is Daf Yud. The Tosfos in Soita is Daf Yud Amud Aleph as well, but we're not going to talk about that today. Says the Gemara Vayter. So the Gemara is going to do what it did throughout Masechta Brachos and hasn't really done much here in Masechta Shabbos yet, and that is digress. So we mentioned Rava Bar Mechasya, who said over something in the name of Rav Chama Bar Gurya, who said something in the name of Rav, so we're going to have a few mamorim that Rav Bar Mechasya said in the name of Rav Chama Bar Gurya said in the name of Rav. Ironically, the first one is about Shabbos. So we just started Masechta Shabbos, and we're going to digress now to say something about Shabbos, not because that's the Inyan of the Yoyma, but because Rav Bar Mechasya said in the name of Rav Chama Bar Gurya, who said in the name of Rav. But Omar Rav Bar Mechasya, Omar Rav Chama Bar Gurya, Omar Rav. This Gemara is a classic. If someone gives his friend a gift, he has to tell him what the fact that he gave him the gift. Not only does he have to tell him he gave him a gift, he has to make sure the person appreciates what it is he gave him. Shenemar, how do we know that? We learned that from the mitzvah of Shabbos, because the pasuk says, Lo das ki anei Hashem mikadishchem. The whole pasuk is, Va'ata daber al b'nei Yisrael lemar. Hashem tells Moshe, go tell the Yidden, Es shabsoi say teshmoiru, ki oisi beinu veineichem l'doyreseichem l'dasa, they'll understand, ki anei Hashem mikadishchem. Meaning he told Moshe, tell them that I'm giving them the mitzvah of Shabbos, so they should fashtei that I'm being mikadish them. Tzorich lo hidiyo, ledas ki anei Hashem mikadish. Tayin, ami hochi das ki anei Hashem mikadish. Amo lei kodesh baruch hu lemoisha. Matana toiv yesh li bebeis genozai v'shabes shema. I have a matana toiv, it's in my beis genozai, and her name is Shabbos. V'ani mevakish litno li yisro, leich vo hidiyo. Mikana ram shem gam liyo, hanoisin pas latinak. If somebody gives bread to a child, tzorich lo hidiyo v'imoy. You should tell the mother. Meaning, if you give food to the child, so the mother's getting a matan, the mother doesn't have to feed the child. So tzorich, my oven lays, how should you do this? Amar Abaya said, shofle mishcha, you should take a little bit of oil and rub it between the eyes of the child. Umali le kuchla, or you should apply some sort of kuchl was cosmetics that they used to put on the eye. So put it by the eye of the child. What's the point? So Rashi says that what's going to happen is the kid's going to come home, he's going to have makeup or oil, and the mother's going to say, what happened? He's going to say that, oh, somebody gave me food. That's your way of being Mekayim. But the Gemara says, nowadays where people are concerned for Kishav, and if a kid's going to come home with oil, the mother is going to start thinking, maybe there was Kishav over here. So it's not such a good idea. My, what should you do? I'm Rapapa said, so you should give Me'oisa Amin. So whatever the food that you gave the child was, may I say amen, you should put that on the face like this. The mother will chap that the child ate. Mother will chap that the child ate. Amir Appa, any faith to Gemara. Is that true? Hanoisa matonel chaveroi tzorech lo hidioi. Rav Bar Mechasya said in the name of Rav Chama Bar Gurya, who said in the name of Rav, it was a Tanya Nami Hachi. Is this so poshid? V'amir Rav Chama Bar Chanino, Hanoitz B'tanel Chaveiroi, ain't Sorach Loidiyoi. Shenema, because the pasuk says, Moshe Lo Yada Ki Koran Or Ponov. B'davra Yitoi, Moshe Rabbeinu didn't know that he got this Koran Or Ponov. He had no idea. Moshe didn't know. What do you mean? It was a Matano. And Davisha didn't tell him? What happened? Hanoitz Matano L'chaveir, it's Sorach Loidiyoi. The Gemara says, like, catch, Hobin Milsa David L'Gluyi, Hobin Milsa D'Loi Avid L'Gluyi. If it's a Milsa David, if it's something that the person is going to find out about anyways, so there's no idea of tzorach loidiyah. If it's not a milsa david l'gluyeh, that's where it's tzorach loidiyah. Freit gemar v'shabbos david l'gluyeh. Shabbos is a milsa david l'gluyeh. So why did Hashem have to tell Moshe, make sure they know l'daski ani Hashem ekadishchem? So the Gemara says that even though it's true, Shabbos is a milsa david l'gluyeh, but matan schar lo yavid l'gluyeh, the amount of schar that a yid gets for keeping Shabbos, how would we know that? Shabbos is Avidu L'Gluyeh, for sure. We're going to know we have Shabbos. And we'll fashtay that it's a matana. But the level of it, the schar that a yid gets for keeping Shabbos, how would you know that? And that's what Hashem told Moshe, Leich v'idiyam li'yisro. Rav Chizda v'nok b'yodi tarti matanto de Torah. Rav Chizda was walking around and he had two sets of gifts of a shar. Rav Chizda was a kohen and he was entitled to matnas kohuna, one of which is the Zroya L'chayayim and Keva of Masechtas Chulin fame. So Rav Chizda is walking with the Zroya L'chayayim and the Keva of these animals. Omar, he said, Kol manda osiva omali shmeitza chalit mishmeida Rav. If someone could come and he could tell me a new chiddush in the name of Rav, something that I never heard, Yohivna Lena Hale, I'm going to give him these matonas. Omale Rav Bar Mechasio, so Rav Bar Mechasio of today's dafein, so he was there. He said, Ochi Omar Rav, I'm going to tell you something that I heard from Rav. Hanoisa matona l'chaveiroi. Maybe there's a pun here. Tzorich lo idiyoi. Shenemar lo das ki ani Hashem echadishchem. So the Gemara says, Yovi nahale. So Rav Chizda took the matnas kuna that he had and he gave it to Rav Bar Mechasya. Omar, so Rav Bar Mechasya told him, Rav Chizda, Chavivin Aloch Shmaitze the Rav Kulei. Hi, why you mamish? You love Rav's Aloch so much. I'm in. He says, yeah. If I could hear a word from Rav, it's not Shaykh. I'm a lazy. He told him, Haynu Dama Rav. That's what Rav. What he said. Meilosa Alve Shayu Yakira. That a person likes his clothing. Like if you have a nice suit, when you wear it, you feel good about it. You like your suit more than Yenim likes your suit. Rashi says Rav Chizda was a Talmud of Rav. So because Rav Chizda was a Talmud of Rav, he had a special geshmak in Rav's Aloches. I'm a lazy. So Rav Chizda told Rav Bar Mechasya, Omer Rav Hachi, really? That's another chiddush. Rav said that. So he told him, Basraisa difali mekamaisa. The second thing you said in the name of Rav is even more geshmak than the first thing. If you have an akitna achriti, if I had more zroya l'chayayim and keva ya'iv nalach, but I'm out. I don't have any more. But if I did, I would have given you more exhale. So just one ha'ara as it relates to the end of the daf, and that is, the Gemara says that Rav Bar Mechasya said in the name of Rav Chama Bar Gurya, who said in the name of Rav, Hanoisa Matana L'Chaveir Tzorich L'Hoidiyot. And the Gemara said that really this is a Braisa. The Braisa says that when Hashem told Moshe to tell the Yidden about the mitzvah of Shabbos, Amalei HaKadosh Baruch Hu L'Moshe, HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Moshe, Matana Toiva Yeshli V'Beis Gnozai V'Shabbos Shema, V'Ani Mevakish Litno L'Yisrael Leich V'Hoidiyot. Go ahead and tell the Yidden. Now you see in this Gemara that Shabbos is a matana. It's not just a matana. It's a matava toiva. It's a matana toiva that before Hashem gave the Yidden, it was bebeis genozai. It was literally in the vault of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Matana toiva yeshli bebeis genozai v'Shabbos Shema. It's Yodua in the Briska Haggadah. They bring b'shem the Briska Rav that the Briska Rav asked the Kasha. We say in the Haggadah Shal Pesach by the Dayenu, Ilu hechilonu es amon, v'loi nosan lonu es haShabbos, Dayenu. Had HaKadosh Baruch Hu given the mon, and he had not given us Shabbos, Dayenu, it would have been enough. And the Briska Rav said, number one, what does the mon have to do with Shabbos? And v'oid, we got the mitzvah of Shabbos before we got the mon. Right, when you go through the Dayenu, so everything is going chronologically. Ilu naslan asa Torah v'loi hichnisanu l'Eretz Yisrael. First we got the Torah, then we went to Eretz Yisrael. Ilu hichnisanu l'Eretz Yisrael v'loi banu lanu beis achir. First we went to Eretz Yisrael, then we got the beis hamikdash. Everything is beseder, meaning it sounds like we got the mon, and then afterwards we got the mitzvah of Shabbos. Briska Rav said it's not true. We had the mitzvah of Shabbos before we had them on. In fact, all you have to do is open up a Chumash, go through Parshas Beshalach, right after Parshas Beshalach, meaning immediately after Oz Yosha and Moshe, immediately after Vatikach Miriam, Miriam went ahead and she also sang, the Pasuk says the Yidden were in Mara. Vayasa Moshe es Yisro, miyamsa vayetzu amidbar, shur vayechu shloishes yomim amidbar, v'loi motzu mayim. Vayavoyu marasa, v'loi yochu lishteis mayim imara ki marimim. Al kem koresh ma mara, vayiloi nuam al Moshe leimim anishte, vayitzak al Hashem, and all of a sudden there was water. Not only did they get water, but Shom lechayku mishpat v'shom nisa. The Yidden and Mara got water, but in addition to water, they also got chayku mishpat. Zok Rashi, b'mara nasa lehem miktsas parshiyo shol teira. Shabbos uparaduma v'di. So when did the Yidden get Shabbos for the first time? The first time the Yidden got Shabbos was in Mara. They were mal v'loy tava, right? The first time the Yidden got the mitzvah of Shabbos was in Mara. I'll tell you something interesting. Parenthetically, when we make Kiddush on Yontif, so the Nusach Kiddush Yontif at night is a little different than it is during the day. Than it is on Shabbos. On Yontif, we say, Asher Bachur Banu Mikolam, V'Rei Mimonu Mikol Asher. Asher Bachur Banu Mikolam. How come we don't say Asher Bachur Banu Mikolam on Friday night? Friday night, Shabbos is not Asher Bachur Banu Mikolam. Akim Shabbos is Chayv Misa. There's nothing that brings out Asher Bachur Banu Mikolam more than Shabbos. That's the Matana Toiva Yeshli V'Beis Gnozai V'Shabbos Shema. Asher Bachur Banu Mikolam. So you say it Yontif, but you don't say it on Shabbos. So the Beis Yosef brings B'Shem Da Abu Dram in Simei Reish Ayin Aleph, the Hatam. I'm reading from the Abu Dram inside. She'ein Oymer B'Shabbos Asher Bachar Banu Mikolam V'Roymer Manu B'Loshen B'Kumay B'Yamim Toivim Lefi She'Ben Maru Nitztava Al HaShabbos. Because when did we get Shabbos? We got it in Maru. She'nem HaShom Som Lechayku Mishpat HaShom Niso V'Amru Razal Shabbos V'Dina B'Maru Ifkut V'Adayim Loi Bachar B'Yam HaKadosh Baruch Hu. At that point, it wasn't Asher Bachar Banu Mikolam. Because that didn't happen at Shinosom Lemes HaTorah. Until we got the Torah. Avokishin Itztavo Yobim Toivim. But when we got Yontik, Farnosom Lemes HaTorah. Ubachar Bohem. V'lokach Ein Oimrim B'Shabbos Asher Bachar Banu Mikolam V'gam Remimonu Micholoshim. Half of a fellow. It's an Avodram. It's how he brings it. The reason is because we got Shabbos in Mara. And the first time we got Shabbos, it wasn't Asher Bachar Banu Mikolam yet. So the Briskerov said that when did we get Shabbos? We got Shabbos in Mara. Mara was right after Kriyas Yamsov. They traveled 3 days. They couldn't find any water. Mara sham sam lechayku mishpat v'sham niso. Right after, just going b'seder, Parshas B'Shalach, you have the Parshas Haman. The Parshas Haman is right afterwards. So first we got Shabbos, and then we got the Mon. So the Brisker Rav said, Ilu hachilonu es Haman, v'loi nosalonu es HaShabbos dayenu. By the time we got the Mon, we had gotten Shabbos already. So what does it mean, v'loi nosalonu es HaShabbos? So in the Brisker Agada, they bring that the Brisker Rav said, that Vaistois, there's two dinim in Shabbos. There's the mitzvah of Shabbos, the kedusha of Shabbos, and there's also the matana toiv of Shabbos. When the Yidden were in Mara, they got some loichayku mishpat, the chukim and the mishpatim. You have to do this, you can't do that, you can't go here, you can't go there. That, takiris and that, maybe not takiris and that nochis, but all of that they got in Mara. That they all got in Mara. But the matana toiv of Shabbos, that they didn't get. The ru'u ki Hashem nosan lochem es HaShabbos. Alkeinu noisein. The l'shoynes of matana, said the Griz, said the Briskerov, that they didn't get. So ilu hachilonu es Haman, v'loi nosan lonu es HaShabbos. Had we had the Mon, we would have had Shabbos anyways, because we got Shabbos before the Mon. But we wouldn't have had the matana toiv of Shabbos. Had we not had the matana toiv of Shabbos, dayenu, that's the nekuda, that in and of itself would have been enough. But I just want to be moist. One neufach on this. Meaning, you see from the Briskerov that there's two dinim in Shabbos. There's the mitzvahs of Shabbos and there's the matan of Shabbos. Not only are they two dinim, but in terms of the way they were given to us in two completely different times. So whenever we talk about Mara, that was just the sham lechayku mishpat. But as it relates to the ru'uki Hashem nasan lechem es HaShabbos, that's something that we got later. It's interesting, Rav Shmuel Yankiv in the Zois LeYakiv Hagadah Shel Pesach, see, has a whole arichos on this piece from the Brisker Rav, and he says that the truth is that this Griz is a mefurish asafurna. He brings different chazals, different medrashim. Kedarka, Rav Shmuel Yankiv was a tremendous baki in medrashim. So he brings a bunch of medrashim, but he says really it's a mefurish asafurna. The safurna is at the end of the parish of the Mon. Re'u says the safurna. His boinanu ki Hashem nosan lechem es HaShabbos. This is after the parish of Saman. The einzu mitzvah bovad avil himatana shloi nitna luz. Either way, it's a mafurish support of the Brisker Rav's Yisoy. We got the mitzvah of Shabbos in Mara, then was the Mon, and after the Mon, we got another Tzivoy of Shabbos. What was that other Tzivoy of Shabbos? That was the Matana type. But really, in order to properly understand this, I think we have to understand, be a little bit more familiar with the Psukim of the Mon. So, the Yidin, left Mitzrayim, Kriyas Yamsuf, Oz Yoshem Moshe, Vatan Miriam, and then they go to Mara, Shom Somloi Chayku Mishpat, and now they start complaining again. And they say, we have no food, and what are we going to do with food? So the Eivishter says, the Mon. And then there was a whole parasha of Mon. Now, the original parasha of the Mon, just to say there, Hashem's talking to Moshe. Hashem goes to Moshe, and he tells the Moshe, I'm telling you what I'm about to do. The Yidden, they want food, so I'm going to give them food, and what I'm going to give them is the Mon. Vayoyim Hashem al Moshe. Hinini mamtu lochem lechem in Hashemayim. V'yotza om v'loktu dvar yoyim v'yoyim. Every morning they're going to wake up and they're going to get dvar yoyim v'yoyim. L'man anasenu ayelech b'tei rosim loy. V'yoyim v'yoyim ha-shishi. It's going to be on the sixth day. V'chino esasher yoviyu. On the sixth day they're going to come and they're not just going to find Mon, but they're going to find Mon times two. V'hoyim mishne alasha yilketu yoyim yoyim. There's going to be lechem mishne. V'yoyim Moshe v'harin el kobnei Yisrael. So Moshe v'harin heard this message and they go and they report immediately to the Yidden. They tell him, Erev yedatem ki Hashem hoitzi yaschem yaretz Mitzrayim. You're going to see tomorrow morning there's going to be additional proof that HaKadosh Baruch Hu took you out of Mitzrayim. U'boiku re'isem eskvayd Hashem. You want to know what food you're going to have? You're going to see you're going to have Mon. The Pasuk said they woke up the next morning and there was Mon. And the next morning and there was Mon. And the next morning and there was Mon. And then Friday came. It came on the sixth day. Loktu lechem mishnah. They went and they saw there was lechem mishnah. Shneyo imer le'echad. Vayovoyu kol nesiei ha'edah vayagidu l'moshah. And the nesiei ha'edah, they came running to Moshe. They told me, you know what happened? Every morning we're getting one portion. What happened? Why did we get two? Vayomer aleihem. So Moshe told him, Hu asher dibra Hashem, Shabbosim Shabbos kodesh l'Hashem ocher. It's because tomorrow is Shabbos. And eis asher toifu eifu, veis asher tevashlu basheilu. And we have over here psukim that relate to Shabbos. Freik to Arachayim HaKadosh right here on these psukim. It's a pel. I don't understand. Hashem told Moshe exactly what was going to happen. He told him every morning there was going to be Mon. And then Erev Shabbos, there was going to be Lechem Mishnah. So what happened? Every morning they collected the Mon. All of a sudden, it's on the sixth day. Loktu Lechem Mishnah. They went and there was Lechem Mishnah. They go running to Moshe. Why did they go running to Moshe? Why did they run? They were shocked. Why were they shocked? This is what was supposed to happen. So why did they come running to Moshe? Says Darachayim. Vaistois from the Psukim, Pashup Shad on the Psukim. That even though Hashem told Moshe that they were going to get Lechem Mishneh Erev Shabbos, Moshe never told it to the Yidden. He never told it to them. Because had he told it to them, there would have been no shock value. Vayagidu leMoshe, they came from. It was the Nesiei HaEdah. The Nesiim were the ones. Bishleimah the Hamoinah, maybe. But Vayavayu kol Nesiei HaEdah, Vayagidu leMoshe, what are they so surprised about? This is exactly what Hashem told Moshe was going to happen. Says Darachayim, he says about Arichos, Mikan mashma shaloi hoidiyam koidim dvar Hashem. That he never told it to them. But he says, if that's the case, v'kosho, heich yichboich chas v'sholem nevuasai. There's a halacha, Navi is not allowed to be koivish nevuasai. So if he's not allowed to be koivish nevuasai, what gave Moshe Rabbeinu the license to decide that he wasn't going to do it? Says Darachayim, you have to say, because the Gemara says in Masechtas Yuma, that why does it always say Vayidaber Hashem al Moshe Lemar? Why does Hashem always have to say Lemar? Vayidaber Hashem al Moshe. Moshe understood what he's supposed to do. It's coming to teach us that if you tell something or somebody tells something to you, you're not allowed to go ahead and repeat it unless you give him permission to go ahead and do it. Vayidaber Hashem al Moshe Lemar. Hashem always had to tell Moshe Lemar. And even Moshe Rabbeinu understood, even though his whole tachlis was to be the Navi and the intermediary, Shechina v'daberes v'tach groy, it didn't matter. Moshe Rabbeinu only had a right to repeat and relay information that he heard if Hashem say lema. Says Darachayim, if you look in the Pasuk, where Hashem is talking to Moshe about the Mon, he never said the word lema. Vayoymer Hashem el Moshe. Not lema. Vayoymer Hashem el Moshe. Hinini mamtu lochem lechem in Hashemayim. He never said lema. So if he never said lema, he had no chiv to repeat it. Maybe he couldn't even repeat it. He had, but certainly no chiv. If he had no chiv, he didn't have a din of a kovish nevuasli. As long as Darachayim. But he says, it's still tzorich me. Why not? Lemaisa, he was going to tell them on Friday. Obviously, he knew this was going to play out. So how come he told him right away? Says the Arachai. Because the Yidden, he knew, were going to come when they got Lechem Mishnah and they're going to want to know what's going on. And what was the answer going to be? What was the answer? Hu asher dibra Hashem. This is what the Eibishter told me. Shabbos and Shabbos Kodesh. This is Shabbos Kodesh. That you want to know why there's Lechem Mishnah? It's because of Shabbos. Right? In Parashas Bereishis, Vayichul Hashemayim V'aretz V'chol Tzivam. Vayivorach chelikim es yoy mashvi vayikadosh oisoy. What's the bracha of Shabbos? What's the vayivorach chelikim? Pirchei b'mon. That there was lechem mishnah on Friday. He knew the answer. The answer was the bracha of Shabbos. Said the Aruch Chaim, Moshe Rabbeinu knew if he would have told the Yidden that this is going to be the bracha of Shabbos, and the Yidden would have heard about it. They would have been taking notes. They would have been in shir, in class. Aha, this is the bracha of Shabbos. Intellectually, very nice. Moshe Rabbeinu told us Shabbos. Then when Friday comes and they saw the bracha, it's very nice. Oh, yeah, that's what we heard. This is the way it played out. Moshe Rabbeinu wanted that Shabbos should make a bigger impression on them. He wanted that he shouldn't be the shliach to tell the Yidden about Shabbos. He wanted that it should be Ein Edayim Ariel L'Shmir. Let them experience Shabbos. Let them feel it. Let them see it with their own eyes. Let it come directly from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Let them wake up Friday morning and they're going to say Lechem Mishnah. There's going to be excitement. There's going to be a tumult. What's Tutzachta? They're going to come running. Vayavoyu kol nesiei yo'edah. Moshe Rabbeinu, we have to talk. Something's going on over here. Vayagidu l'Moshe. Let them experience Shabbos that way. He says, because Ein Edayim Ariel L'Shmir. Moshe Rabbeinu could have given over the message. He had a right to do it, says the Aruch Chaim, but he didn't think it would make the same impact. He didn't think it would make the same roshan, the same impression, that if the Yidden would have gotten it directly from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, number one, and number two, it would have been a beginning of a re'iyah, an experience, in a doyma re'ilashmiyah, and that's the way Moshe Rabbeinu wanted the Yidden to experience Shabbos. But what's interesting is the Yidden already knew about Shabbos. This is the Chiddush of Shabbos. They knew about Shabbos. Shom loichai kumishpat. They got that Amara. Vayistoyz, this nekuda, where Moshe Rabbeinu wanted the Yidden to experience, and they should get it directly from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, on the level of Ein Edayim Ariel L'Shmir, it was Negeya, the Matana, Toiva Yeshli Bebeis Genozei on Shabbos. That's what this is about. That's the element that Moshe Rabbeinu was focusing on. He said, the Shom loichai kumishpat, I have no problem teaching them all the Lamatas Malachas. That's fine. We'll learn about all the halachas and the sugis and the lamdas. Over the matana toiva yeshli bebeis kenozai v'shabbos shemot. That's so critical to Shabbos. That's something that I want the Yidden to be able to experience directly. And that's exactly what they got. That was the bracha of Shabbos. What was this impact? Vayivarech elikim the lechem mishnah. But I was thinking one thing you see in the brisker off. That there's two dinim in Shabbos. There's the mitzvahs of Shabbos and there's the matana in Shabbos. Meaning a Yid can experience Shabbos his whole life. But it's the Shabbos of Shom Som Leichai Kumishvat. And you can never experience the Shabbos of Matana Toivi Yeshli V'Veis Gnozai the Shabbos Shema. There was two dinim in Shabbos. There's the Shabbos that's the Shom Som Leichai Kumishvat, the first time the Yidden got Shabbos. And then there's the Shabbos of Matana Toivi Yeshli V'Veis Gnozai. If the two dinim are so clear in the Psukim, and even in the way that they were given over, and the time that they were given over, it's possible a Yid can go through a Shabbos and never experience. And that's why Moshe Rabbeinu was told, Lech v'hidiyam, anoysim atonu l'chaveri tzorech l'hidiyam. And that's not a milsa davidu l'gluye. Shabbos is a milsa davidu l'gluye. But the matona toiva of Shabbos, that's not a milsa davidu l'gluye. And that's why we learn, anoysim atonu l'chaveri tzorech l'hidiyam from the mitzvah of Shabbos.